Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Car Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. So Game 7 of Palooza this weekend. Boy, the NHL games really lived up to the hype. There's just nothing like it, man. I flipped on, I was watching the NBA game, and I don't know why I stuck with the blowout as long as I did, but I stuck with the Phoenix debacle. They were down 50 at home in a game seven. I mean, good God. How does that happen?
I don't understand how... In the playoffs, that scores get that out of control.
Yeah.
And we've seen it happen in two series. You saw the game yesterday, was, I think it was a 46% difference. And then the Memphis Golden State game earlier in the series was a 55-point difference. But to be down 46 in a game seven?
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
Like, was somebody hurt? Nope. Booker played. Chris Paul played. DeAndre Ayton played.
And then you had... coincidentally, two NHL Game 7s go to overtime.
Phenomenal. Yeah. It was so much fun to watch. And then, of course, it helps that, you know, you see Toronto lose.
Did you see Pittsburgh lost?
Oh, did Pittsburgh lose? Did that happen?
Tampa beat Toronto. Rangers in overtime beat Pittsburgh. Calgary beat the Dallas Stars. So
Edmonton knocked off L.A. Yep. And I was actually happy for Edmonton. And I'm happy for Calgary.
That's going to be a fun series. Take us way, way back.
Yeah.
Was it, who was the defenseman for Edmonton when they were elite, who played the puck off in a game?
Steve Smith.
Was it Steve Smith?
Played the puck.
Yeah, played a puck off the back of his own goalie and into the net for the goal deciding series in a seven game series.
Yeah.
Calgary beat him. Was that 86? Calgary went on to, no.
They won in 88, maybe.
Fair enough. All right, Gator time for another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
Are you gonna eat that? It's the first time I've actually listened to the guys in the back saying, "Are you gonna eat that?" Just focus on that. It's kind of funny.
Are you gonna eat that? All right, here we go. Gator, we like to find new menu items, new food products, and find out if they are something that is in the wheelhouse of our guy, Scott the Gator Anderson. The answer for me is just about always no. But we start with the latest offering from Coors.
Oh, Coors. I've got a story about that.
Do you?
I do.
Something from Total Wine?
It was not. No, it was actually, it was at Target. And it was,
well, hold on. Hold off on the story. We'll get to your story from Gator's Target story coming up. But first, Coors is now making milk.
What?
They're using golden wheat, barley milk, the same barley used they make Coors beer, sunflower extract, calcium carbonate, pink Himalayan salt, and shiitake mushroom extract for their new golden wheat milk from Coors.
So this is not cow-driven? This is like soy milk or almond milk.
Non-dairy, yeah, non-dairy.
Gator? Coors milk? Are you going to eat that?
I'd give it a shot.
Wow.
I would. Because, well, I had cereal this morning. I use almond milk. So,
I'm surprised.
Yeah, me too.
I've tried almond milk, soy milk. I've tried it.
I hate mushrooms, though, and there's some shiitake mushroom in this.
I do hate mushrooms. But I would try it, and I'm not saying I would like it. I would give it a shot. I would absolutely try it.
I would try it, too.
Well, no kidding. I almost said something else. Yeah, now with Coors, I was doing some shopping over the weekend at Target and getting some items, and I'm like, you know what? I need some cold beer in the house. This is before the next day when I bought a six-pack. But I found a 12-pack of the Stubbies. I love those little stubby bottles that Coors has. I love them.
Wow. Check you out.
I had to do it.
All right, next up, are you going to eat that Rice Krispies?
Yep. Sorry, what?
They've never had a flavor. They've never had a flavored version. You think about all the different flavors and versions of different cereals.
They've never done like their own version of Cocoa Krispies? No?
There's never been a Rice Krispies. Like Cocoa Krispies are basically chocolate, but I'm talking about Rice Krispies brand, Snap, Crackle, Pop, you know, strawberry.
Right.
But now they are coming out with the Cinnamon Sugar Rice Krispie Treat. Gator?
I mean, of course.
Yeah.
How would you not try it? Of course you would, you know?
I'd try that.
Yeah, you'd try the hell out of that, wouldn't you?
Rice Krispies, I think, are underrated.
Rice Krispies are fantastic.
They are fantastic.
I really like Rice Krispies. You know what I would like? If you could come up with a Rice Krispie flavor for cereal, what would your flavor for Rice Krispie flavor be?
Well, I think about the flavors that I like peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure how that would go.
Did you like peanut butter Cap'n Crunch back in the day or no?
Yeah, back in the day. I haven't had it in, you know, 55 years. But what about maple? I love maples.
Yeah. Okay. I was not expecting that, but that's a good
pumpkin
try.
Pumpkin spice Rice Krispies.
All right, now let's relax a little bit. But I'll give you one.
Let's relax.
How about apple cinnamon flavored Rice Krispies?
That works.
So it's like Apple Jacks, but it's Rice Krispie form.
Let's move on because this next one fascinates me. Gator, Heinz has introduced Mayo Mousse, a whipped mayonnaise mousse. It comes out of a can like whipped cream, but it's mayonnaise.
What?
The look on his face, people. You look as perplexed.
It's like a fluffy mayonnaise?
Yeah.
Basically.
I don't think so.
No?
I would try it. I'd have to try it, but it's not Duke's. It's Heinz. Heinz makes a hell of a ketchup.
Well, you know I wouldn't. Mustard. You know I wouldn't.
Terrible mustard they make.
Oh, we should make Doug do this straight from the can to the mouth on his
No effing way. If somehow, some way you tricked me into that, I would submit my resignation before I did that on the air. Wow. Or off the air, for that matter.
This sounds awful. I mean, it sounds awful. Kang, does it sound awful or does it sound awful?
Well, I mean...
Spray can mayo?
It's not like hair spray. It's like a mousse.
Yeah, it's not an aerosol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Still good for the environment.
I mean,
I can't. Is this a no?
Light and fluffy mayo.
Yes, you break out your bread and then you just shake it up the can.
That sounds gross.
You're out.
You get
huh?
to the end of the can, it starts to spit and sputter.
So you're out?
Gets all over the place. I mean, would I try it? Of course I'd try it.
Wow.
It's still mayonnaise.
In the end, all it is it's mayo. It just comes out of a different can. I mean, it's a weird canister to do it. I don't think the idea is going to last. I think the squeeze bottle works just fine.
All right, our final item, Gator. M&M's. You've been impressed with their recent releases.
Yeah, the cookie M&M is amazing.
Yep, they're working on something new. Are you in?
Well, I don't know until I hear Doug.
But it's made by M&M's. Are you in?
What is it, a pickle M&M?
I just want you to commit. Are you in?
Yeah, I'll come in. It's an M&M. What do we got?
M&M's is releasing something new. A shoe. M&M's is partnering with Adidas for an M&M branded sneaker. Of all your favorite flavors, we'll make up the color with the M&M's logo on the side of the three-striped Adidas.
How is this part of, are you going to eat that? You don't eat a shoe.
You just drink out of one, Doug.
Right. Yeah, that's right. My bad.
Are you going to drink that?
Are you going to wear that? Yeah. You're going to wear the M&M's branded shoe?
No, I'm not going to wear the M&M branded shoe.
Why?
No.
Why? It is fascinating. Adidas and M&M's getting together to put out an M&M shoe. What adult is going to wear the M&M? Do they make them in adult sizes?
Well, if you get Run DMC to come out and promote it. Well,
this is true.
No laces.
My Adidas. My M&M's Adidas.
It's
like they got
sense.
The green M&M Adidas, the red M&M Adidas, the yellow M&M Adidas, the blue M&M Adidas.
Brown.
Yeah. So you are gonna wear this.
No, I'm not, because this segment's called Are You Gonna Eat That?
Well, we've done stuff with like the Fireside cologne. We've done stuff like that before, so
I don't know if we've done that on the Are You Gonna Eat That segment. We've talked about
stuff. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. I definitely have.
All right.
So
it's absolutely, how was this? No. No, I'm not gonna wear
that. You already committed to it. That's what I heard earlier.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.